Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
It's been reported that some local authorities are having difficulty getting the full roster of lifeguarding staff they need for the summer ahead. This will now result in some beaches around the country having no lifeguard cover this summer. Brian O'Connell has been looking at this issue for us. And essentially, Brian, these are seasonal jobs we're talking about. But there's a great lack of them now.
Yes, and that may be part of the issue. Some local authorities this summer, as you said, have been unable to get the number of lifeguards they need. So this will mean some beaches will be without cover and they may have to focus on busier beaches in their area. I suppose what I found surprising when I started to look at this was that local authorities, there are different rates of pay between some of them. Some local authorities as well will require more qualifications or an add-on qualification for their lifeguarding staff. In some cases, authorities that I've been speaking to can't even get people to apply for the roles they're offering, and it's prompting some people to ask, do we need to review now the whole area of lifeguarding and the paying conditions and so on.
So what areas, Brian, are struggling here?
Well, I'll give you one example, Cormac. One of those facing challenges is Fingal County Council. Now, they tell me they were hoping to employ 45 beach lifeguards for the season ahead. That would have been an increase on 5 from last year. They had a pretty rigorous recruitment process. Despite this, they had just 40 applications, so they secured 27 lifeguards for the season ahead. So that's 18 short of what they needed. A number of candidates, they tell me, dropped out for a variety of reasons. Some were travelling on the J1 visa to America. Some had finished college and they'd actually got permanent employment. Excuse me. And they also say the availability of qualified and actually interested candidates, this has been reducing over the past number of years. The rate of pay in Fingal is $14.58 per hour, and then you would get allowances for weekend and bank holiday work. Now, I come back to that issue because, as I said, I did find some local authorities are actually paying slightly more, and there are calls now for rates of pay to increase right across the board and for it to be standardised. Other authorities facing challenges, Sligo County Council, they tell me they have sufficient staff, but they're operating on a skeleton staff for the summer season. So, for example, they don't have any surplus for cover, and they would have 2 cover vacancies at the moment, and they would actually pay more than Fingal County Council.
Well, there you go, paying more and they still can't get the staff. You spoke to one local TD on the situation in Fingal, Brian.
Well, no better man than a local TD, the spokesperson on health, a Labour spokesperson on health, Duncan Smith, and he intends to raise this issue in the Dáil because he believes we should have year-round lifeguards. That's what he's calling for now. He says the rise in sea swimming during and post-COVID has merited this. His argument is that if we were able to offer more hours, perhaps we could retain lifeguards during the next couple of months and then we wouldn't be short. So this is some of what he told me about the possible impact on some beaches who will be left without lifeguards.
It has a huge impact because it means that a lot of popular beaches will not have lifeguards on it this year or this summer, as the councils will focus the resources on, I suppose, the marquee beaches, the one that have the most amount of visitors and tourists to them. That's a very worrying vista for this summer. And sea swimming, as we know, has become a post-COVID phenomenon. So we probably need an all-of-year approach to providing this vital lifeguard service on all our beaches. Historically, it would have been a seasonal job, and it's set around July and August, which is the traditional primary school summer holiday season. That approach, quite frankly, is probably outdated. As I say, we have all year round swimmers and all of country approach across the local authorities to standardise wages, to standardise training, and to ensure that our waters are being monitored by trained lifeguards who can, if someone gets into difficulty, save their life. It's not something that we're going to just let go, because I think we have reached a tipping point here, you know, in terms of how not only Fingal but other coastal local authorities hire and secure lifeguards.
Well, that's Labour TD Duncan Smith. You spoke to other local authorities, Brian, who were able to get the number of lifeguards they needed, and you spotted some pay differences.
For example, the local authorities I spoke to who would have their full quota, Clare County Council, they pay $15.24 per hour for a beach lifeguard, then a senior beach lifeguard $17.22, so a couple of euros per hour more than what's been paid in Fingal. Same with Wexford. Galway County Council will pay $14.50 an hour, so that's less than Wexford and Clare. Cork County Council say they've enough, and again, they would pay more than Galway, more than Fingal, and the same with Kerry, they'll have 42 lifeguards, they tell me, across their beaches, so they have their full complement for the next 2 months. Finally, Cormac, just to get a sense of the national picture on this, I spoke to Joanne Walsh, who's CEO of Water Safety Ireland. They're the statutory voluntary body tasked with promoting water safety here, and they have been made aware of pressure points in some areas.
There are 134 lifeguarded waterways around the country. Some of the areas that are having trouble to recruit, what they're doing is they are looking at their busiest areas and they're allocating the resources to put their lifeguards in those busy areas. Now, that may mean that they may have to close a quieter area. If the local authority is going to close a quieter area, that will be advertised in their social media platform. But we would encourage people at all times to please try and go to an area that is lifeguarded.
Why do you think it's proving difficult to get lifeguards in some areas? Is this something that happens every year?
Water Safety Ireland runs regular training and revalidation courses throughout the year for people to become lifeguards. So the training is happening. It just seems to be then the recruitment stage. So what some local authorities, and this is anecdotally what we're hearing, is they're having trouble recruiting somebody for that full-time period during the summer season. Look, there's lots of factors, and it's as I said, it's anecdotal based, but the nature of lifeguards would be a younger age cohort. And some may choose to pursue other considerations during the summer season. It could be maybe traveling to another country, maybe going to another country, say, for example, Australia, where lifeguarding may be around, maybe a full-time position throughout the year.
So do we need to offer people more money, do you think?
The local authorities are the employers. So yeah. Pay would be something that would have to be reviewed with the local authorities. However, we're not alone in this industry. There are other industries struggling. For example, the hospitality sector is also struggling to recruit. Cost of living is rising. Rents are rising.
What tips and advice would you give to people sea swimming or swimming in our waterways?
We want everyone to enjoy themselves. Wherever you go to, look, try it possible to swim at a lifeguarded waterway. When you're there, remember to try and swim within your depth and stay within your depth. Mm-hmm. And be really careful that you don't overestimate your ability at the same time underestimating the risk. Yellow, red flags, swim within those flags. That means the lifeguard is present. Red flag means don't swim. Please listen to the lifeguard's advice. If unfortunately you're going to an area that's not lifeguarded, make sure you try and seek local advice. Look for any signages that are around. Be aware of rip currents, tides. Always remember the change in the weather when you're going. The wind can change. And just regarding children, please provide constant, uninterrupted adult supervision for children. It's really important.
Yeah, really good advice as well from Joanne Walsh, ending Brian O'Connell's report there.